Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He was poised to have a big year, and it looks like he's going to have a big year. Three other guys, well, I'll just say two now, forget McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and Brandon Ayuk didn't have training camp, and they have not gotten off to good starts.
Yeah, you just wish.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, you just wish Purdy could have found him on one of those eight third downs they didn't convert. You know what I mean?
I mean,
he had eight catches, and who were we talking to before the show? You know how football works, Donnie, in basketball. You can put up numbers at the end. But Debo, you're right. I can't take anything from him. From a physical standpoint, he looks like the man. You just kind of wish they could have found him more. Him and Purdy could have had a connection on those third down efficiency opportunities.
888-957-9570 is the number. When you're thinking about yesterday's game, 49er fans, do you worry more, or do you put more blame on the offense than the defense, than the defense and the offense? We're also picking a game in which the special teams obviously had a big mistake that cost them points. But is 17 points enough? No. Is 23 points too many for the Vikings? It was yesterday. So when you look at that game yesterday, what's your biggest frustration? Is it on the offensive side? Is it on the defensive side? Is it on the coaching staff? Is it on the special teams? Is this just a one-week anomaly? The Minnesota Vikings always play the 49ers tough in Minneapolis. What's your take on this ball game, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570. Let's go to Jim. Jim is in Martinez. What's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good for a Niners loss Monday. Everybody, in the words of Aaron Rodgers, hey, Goo, in the words of Aaron Rodgers to the cheeseheads, everybody relax. This is a preseason game that counts. The Raiders went into Baltimore, like Goo just said. We could be sitting in Dallas right now just having our butts kicked by the Saints up and down the field.
Yep.
We had a blocked punt, and then Wisnowski decides to jump out of the way instead of just letting him accidentally touch him. We had a dropped punt, a blocked punt. We gave up a 100-yard touchdown. Obviously, it's a little bit rusty. Ayuk isn't ready, but he's getting there. We're going to be fine, and at the end of the game, we still could have got back in it and won the thing. And if you really take a look, for whatever reason, that's an Eastern time zone, or that's an early game traveling on a short week in a place the Niners haven't won in literally 30 years, for whatever reason.
Right.
So, everybody, let's all kick back. Let's see what happens at, you know, Niners South this weekend. Nobody get complacent because of a wounded animal is a dangerous animal, and the Rams are wounded, that's for sure. You guys killing it, but hey, let's all relax, man. This has been preseason, and we're 1-1. Let's go.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Let me look at some things here, make 49er fans feel a little better.
Just don't mention that last drive that took off 10 minutes, Donnie, because that made it hurt more, because – I know you said, Goo, they only gave up 23. In my mind, partner, they gave up 30 because the Fred Warner, great play, kept this thing from getting out of hand in a blowout, okay? But you're right there. No Justin Jefferson, Sam Darnold. You know, return the glass slippers, damn it. We didn't believe in you. That's why you're here. And you couldn't stop them? They drove all the way down, and took 10 minutes off the clock?
Which drive are you talking about?
The last drive.
Where the first half?
No, of the game where it got 20-14 and the Niners were down 6. And Minnesota politely drove all the way down while facing 3 third downs, converted all 3 and kicked a field goal and basically essentially won the game. That's the one to me that if I'm a Niner faithful or diehard, you could talk about 2 for 10 on offense all day, Steiny. That was the one where, you know what, the football gods may bless us and we might be able to steal one. We kind of, you know, plan our B game. But you let them go down 65 yards, kick a field goal, and take 10 minutes off the clock? That's unacceptable when you got Warner, when you got Bosa, and you got Hargrave, and you got Ward, and the rest of the gang. That's what shocked me.
Yeah, you're talking about the 14-play, 62-yard drive. Yeah.
Took 10 minutes off. How much?
6:46 it took off. They got it with 10:16 to play, and then they put the field. It still killed them. They put the points on the board with 3:30 left, and then the 49ers had scored twice.
Yeah, 1-3 and out there and get the ball back?
No doubt. No doubt.
Well.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers fall to 1-1 yesterday. Lost to the Vikings 23-17. What was the most frustrating part of that game if you're a Niner fan? Let's take a listen to some sound on this one.
All right.
And let me see. How about Justin Jefferson on his 97-yard catch?
We practiced that play time and time again. I mean, we didn't practice it being on the 3-yard line and us going 97, but it was just a great, great ball by Sam to really trust the double team and for me to run right through it. So it's been time and time again where, you know, we practice these plays and we just got to go out here and execute them. So it's going to happen over and over again, just like I've been saying, me beating the double team. You know, Sam just got to trust me to beat it and to make a big play.
Justin Jefferson. Here's Charvarius Ward. This is interesting from Charvarius Ward on how the 49ers defended Justin Jefferson.
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I play best when I play best when I follow the best receiver around, and but that wasn't the game plan, you know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, you know, I'm always alert, you know, I'm ready for the challenge, but you know, that just wasn't the game plan, you know.
Oh my gosh! Can you run that one more time for your boy?
Charvarius Ward on saying Kyle Shanahan and Nick Sorensen have no idea what they're doing.
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I play best when I play best when I follow the best receiver around, and but that wasn't the game plan, you know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, you know, I'm always alert, you know, I'm ready for the challenge, but you know, that just wasn't the game plan, you know.
He just went Leon from the Bud Light commercials, Donnie, blaming everybody but himself. Wow. So he wasn't 100% mentally invested unless he's following the best receiver around. And he questions, this is all subliminal, Donnie, he's questioning how he was utilized. But, man, that, wow.
Well, if he's questioning how he was utilized, I would say, even though you feel like you play your best when you shadow the best receiver, do we know Kyle Shanahan feels that you play best when you're shadowing the best receiver? And the other thing is he seemed to suggest,
I
pay attention when I've got a guy like Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
So,
wow, man.
I don't know. Big deal or
that'd
not.
That'd be a conversation I'd have if I'm the coordinator or the coach, Donnie. Hey, come in and close the door. You can't say that.
Why not?
Because you sound like an individual, and then also you're blaming everybody but yourself.
No, he asked me what I prefer, and I prefer to stay with the guy.
That if you're not featured the way you think you are, you're mentally not into the game.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's how I took it, and that's how it sounded.
I said that I'm really into a game.
You get the best of me when you follow the receiver. That's what I took, Steiner.
Okay. Well, they need coaches. I mean, coaches implement what they think is the game plan. And
so they
got a new defensive coordinator.
They couldn't get after the quarterback, and they couldn't stop the run. And Minnesota, average weapons, There was no Jordan Addison. He didn't play in this game. He beat you last Monday night. And Justin Jefferson went out late third quarter.
But he won the game for him in three quarters, essentially.
Look at you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's listen to Nick Bosa. He had two sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good coach and a lot of really good players. So, and Sam's doing a great job. So it's a wake-up call, but we know why it happened. There's a lot to fix. There's some good things for sure.
Wow. This cadence is the best.
What do you think of that Kevin O'Connell?
He's just really good with the scheme. He knows how to scheme up the big-time players on the defense, and he's got a lot of really good players, a really good O-line. So you could feel it when you're playing a good coach who knows what they're doing.
I wonder if the Vikings felt that way.
Wow.
If they could feel like they were going up against a team with a great coach. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one question. When it's all said and done, Stani, on Overreaction Monday, is why Kyle went into this game thinking maybe he wasn't going to use the new stud that he has in the backfield, Jordan Mason. Like Stani, had he had 20 carries and averaged 2 yards, 2.3 yards a pop or even three, then I could get it. But this is another, if you want to get real, example of Kyle going away from something that was working. And when you tell me in the first half they got first and goal and there's three passes, you start the game with almost, what, 4 or 5 passes? I mean, get it established. Brutalize them. Body punch. And they chose not to, and they got handled.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Do you guys feel like Kyle Shanahan just didn't run the ball enough? And if he didn't run the ball...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Paul, why not? Jordan Mason had 100 yards on 20 attempts. He had a rushing touchdown. That's a 5 yard per carry average, which is essentially what he did last week.
Man.
Would you like to have seen Jordan Mason get the ball a little bit more?
And what do we know about Mason? Anytime, and I've said it, Stani, you compare him to beast mode or a baby beast mode, the more they get the ball, the more punishing they can be. And that touch, I know you're going to say,
we don't know that yet about Jordan Mason.
Well, we saw it with the Jets when I said some of their defenders were making business decisions, like getting out the way, like, oh, hell, I got to tackle this load. I saw some of that on that last drive when he scored the touchdown. And I was just like, why wouldn't you try to?
Well, all I'm saying is we don't know that he's that kind of back yet and can be durable enough to be that kind of back.
Well, I guess I'm going off of one week.
Right.
Yeah. He's kind of forgotten about.
888-957-9570 is the number. Chad Gable on the YouTube chat saying, stop with the Wilkes slander. Okay.
He's talking to somebody in the chat.
Yeah, he's talking to the fans, essentially.
Because Bonte was on that, too. Like, had that same energy for Wilkes is Sorensen, but this is the second game.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Yeah, that's great. What's he thinking about watching that game yesterday? Because that's where it went down. That's where he basically lost his job, right? Why? With the all-out blitz before half last year.
Yeah. I mean.
Just think about the irony of that.
More Nick Bosa. This is, let's see, on Fred Warner.
He's playing at an even higher level than he has in the past, which is saying a lot. So it's fun to play with him. He's like my security blanket out there. Just knowing he's there is huge, and he doesn't get too high when things are going good or too low when things are going bad, which is what you want from a leader.
That's Nick Bosa.
Well, you need to lead too, Bosa, because people are starting to hone in on, hey, we ain't saying you're playing bad, but you ain't disruptive enough.
Two sacks.
Well, one of them was a gift. Darnold was 5 yards in front of him and then went backwards. Like, what do I do? Oh, boy. And he got it. Okay. But you know what I mean.
He sniffed
it out. Money downs. Money downs.
He sniffed it out.
Yeah, money downs. He was nowhere to be found.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, what you got? Dude, I'm shocked. The boss, though.
You're shocked because the 49ers lost.
The fashion. Yeah, they got whipped. Give me that. They got whipped, Stoney. They got whooped. Nobody else. That's established. And still had a chance to give the ball to the offense at the end and let them go. What, 6 minute drive? 6 minutes and 56 seconds?
Man. Oh, boy.
What you got?
Well, before I read.
Yeah, what? Ain't worth the game.
Well, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like.
I reading. Want you to
I
do it.
I don't know. It's about you. I don't want to do it.
I want to hear it.
All right. Well, let me say something else first that I do need to tell you about. Because I heard something over the weekend that was flat out unprofessional.
Oh.
So I'm listening to the radio on Saturday.
So was I.
And I'm listening to Dan Devone and our very own Evan Giddings.
I love this.
And it's about 11:50. And Evan is going to make a bold prediction.
Okay.
It was wrong, but.
And he says, you know what? I'm feeling a bold prediction. And he went like this.
Did he guess?
I'm sniffing an upset on something.
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah.
And I had to text him. That's yours. He took it from you.
Nah.
Well, Guru usually uses the sniff after he makes a proclamation that he feels demands attention.
Right. Evan, you could use it. Okay. You were right using it right there. Yeah.
Because
right.
I was what was sniffing an upset. It didn't happen.
I can't remember, though. What was it?
It was the Broncos over the Steelers.
And I'll tell you what else. This is how much I'm into my dog E. He had a clip on his IG. I was listening to it live, too. Just basically talking about McCaffrey and all the running backs like McCaffrey that had those big loads during the year. Derrick Henry, one of them, and coming back and tearing his Achilles and being out. Zeke, just the fall off. And you look at the Carfax report for McCaffrey, Stoney. I'm telling you, this injury to McCaffrey is a game changer in the sense that just 6 days ago, I sat here and told you all, nothing to see here, but I don't think it's that anymore. And it's just funny how sports can work. I'm not saying Brock is playing for a contract, but only a fool would say I'm wrong.
Well, he is.
So this ain't how you draw it up. Stoney, he could have had four picks yesterday or four turnovers. Even the announcers, like, he was lucky to get one. And that's football, I know. But his decision-making wasn't the Brock Purdy-esque like we normally see it. And it starts with him. And to go up and tell the defensive coordinator, hey, man, yeah, that's dope. Your scheme.
I knew that would bother you.
Oh,
But it's okay when Aaron Rodgers tells Fred Warner he's the best linebacker
that's
in football.
Different.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
You're validating a scheme and things that throw you off for people to go borrow. Hey, we're playing Brock Purdy. All right, go give me that tape of them in Minnesota. That's how we'll stop him. That's my John Wayne.
Or Howard Cosell.
Combo.
So, yeah, the good news, I mean, looking around, Baltimore, Cincinnati, both 0-2.
Boy.
Who else? It's terrible this year. The Cowboys got hammered yesterday.
So did who else got hammered?
The Rams are 0-2.
Yeah. They got shellacked.
Seahawks right now lead the NFC West.
Wow.
Let's go to Wendy in Minnesota.
Hey.
What's up, Wendy? How you doing?
Great. First of all, I want to say I'm not a Vikings fan. I actually have 4 season tickets to the Vikings.
Oh.
Hey.
I didn't go to that. Yeah, I didn't go to the game. I think we sold them. Hopefully they went to 49er fans. I am furious. First of all, stop calling Kyle a genius. He is not a genius. Bill Walsh was the only genius we ever had. I've been watching the 49ers since I've been 12 years old. I watched every Super Bowl and every game I could watch. First of all, he needs an offensive coordinator. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the field. What coach on 4th-and-2 from the 2 decides to call a pass play? If Christian McCaffrey had been in that game, you know damn well he would have handed off to Christian. Then the O-line sucks, and Brock got sacked 6 times. They don't draft for the O-line. It's a miracle they advanced to the Super Bowl with that offensive line, because Kyle always overlooks the offensive line in the draft. Ayuk isn't in shape because he decided to hold out. He didn't play in the OTAs. He didn't go to training camp. He didn't play in preseason. Trent's not in football shape. Shanahan last year literally ran Christian into the ground. And I heard you guys say on many occasions that they're wearing him out. They never took him out of the game when they had a big lead late in the 4th quarter. People were saying, this is, you know, they're wearing him out. This isn't going to last. And what happened? This is exactly what happened. This is on Kyle. They could have given Jordan Mason more touches last year and taken some of the load off Christian. Yeah. And now this is what you got. And this is 100% on Kyle. 100%. And to lose to Sam Darnold is embarrassing.
Whoa. Let me ask you this, Wendy. Are you worried about the rest of the year? Do you think this could, or do you think this is just an outlier?
When I first heard that Christian wasn't going to play against the Jets, yeah, I was worried in that game. I was very nervous. This game, not, you know, I guess I, based on what Mason was doing, I wasn't super worried.
Yeah.
But the defense, I mean, obviously Fred played great, but the another issue with the 49ers, they end up like signing these dudes that are past their prime. They're old. They're not fast anymore. You know what? They need to start looking for some youth, because Kyle is out-coached. He was awful in the Super Bowl. He can't accept help from anybody. And if you think Tom Brady and him were going to get along, Tom Brady wouldn't have taken crap from Kyle. That's why Kyle didn't take him and said, oh, we're fine. We have Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, yeah. What coach would turn down Tom Brady and say, Jimmy Garoppolo, you're okay with Jimmy Garoppolo? You know what? Brady would have had control of the team, and Kyle wouldn't have given up control. Kyle thinks he's smarter than anybody on the field, and he obviously isn't. And that's what pisses me off, because I have not been a fan of Kyle since day one.
Wow. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate the call.
Wow, call back. That's an A+.
Yeah, that was all aimed, I think,
you might not agree, but she let you know how she feels.
Well, she didn't agree with you. I know that.
On what?
These people who keep calling him a genius. He's just a man.
Oh, boy.
He's just a coach.
You could have queued up some Benny Hill Yakety Sax music yesterday, Stoney. There were. What about Jacob Cowan? Catch the ball. They got lucky.
Listen.
They got lucky to cover that. Oh, my goodness. They got lucky to cover that. Listen,
I'm sticking up for Kyle because you guys don't get it. And here's why. You complain that he ran McCaffrey into the ground last year. You know what? What if I told you? Yeah, he realizes that. Maybe he realizes that. And because he realizes that, maybe that's why he didn't hand the ball off to Jordan Mason 30 times after week one. When he handed it to him 28 times.
It's not about how many times. It's about why are you going away from the run? Your O-line was struggling, but it wasn't struggling running the ball. So just to that point,
then don't call him a
genius. Give Garindo some carries.
Why?
Give Debo more than 2 carries.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.